Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Joe Connolly of WCBS News Radio in New York with producer Neil A. Caruso here. And here is somebody with his finger on the pulse of businesses reopening minute by minute, Kevin Law, the president of the Long Island Association. Kevin, I understand that you have partially reopened your offices as we speak today. You are a pioneer in going back to the office. What's that like?
It was very strange, Joe. In fact, this is the first call I am taking in my office since March 20th, when we closed down pursuant to Governor Cuomo's New York on pause. And I've been working out of my office in my basement in St. James since then. So quite strange to come back to the office today, now that we're allowed to be open. But I'm in a big corporate office park on the Route 110 corridor here in Melville. And I was actually pretty surprised. The parking lot of our building, and our building is fully 100% leased, is quite empty. So, you know, just anecdotally, looking out my window into the parking lot, I'm surprised it's not more crowded. So I guess people are going to slowly phase in back to work.
I wonder if that means people aren't comfortable coming back yet, or they're working so well remotely, they're in no rush, or just what?
I think it's a combination, Joe. I think people, especially in office settings, where it's easier to work remotely, they've been doing it now for almost 3 months, and I think they're getting used to it. Others, the offices may not be ready yet in terms of their new obligations to protect employees in terms of safety and hygiene, and maybe they need a couple of days this week to get ready, and maybe the folks are going to come back on Monday instead. But I do know some folks are going to very gradually and slowly come back, and some are deciding that they may not even come back until after Labor Day.
I know Long Island got into phase two. How did that go from your perspective? What did you observe and what did you hear?
That was very significant. That was that allowed almost 300,000 more workers to go back to work. Not all of them are, but 300,000 more. Long Island, Nassau, Suffolk County, we have about 1.3 million employees. So that was a significant chunk. And remember, a good chunk of the workforce was already allowed to open because they were deemed essential.
What I'm hearing, though, also now a couple days after phase two, is that it brought about exuberance to get to that point, but it's also now a couple days later reminding us this is still not normal or not even that close to normal.
No, back to work does not mean back to normal. And because back to work still means there are going to be a lot of restrictions. There's restrictions on occupancy. Most businesses will only be allowed 50% of whatever their CO allows in terms of the maximum amount of people in an office. And when restaurants and others begin to open as we head into phase three, they'll also face they'll also face occupancy limits. Back to work does not mean back to normal.
Here's Neil now with a question about some hot topics that not only people on Long Island, but people everywhere are interested in. Neil?
Kevin, you know, you mentioned back to work is not back to normal. Back to summer doesn't mean back to normal either. And I think there are a lot of concerns that I'm hearing. People on the East End, out in Suffolk County, Montauk, East Hampton, they're worried about city residents going out there for the summer. And a lot of them working from home, they have the ability to kind of, they think, be on vacation. So these Long Islanders are worried about it. What are you seeing from business owners as they're in phase two now?
Well, it's interesting, Neil, because the East End has always relied on New York City residents to support its real estate economy and its tourism economy in terms of restaurants and bars and hotels. And so for some now to question, you know, that New York City folks coming out here, that's sort of, I believe, quite disingenuous. I think we need to separate economic issues and health, issues. You know, on the economics, again, New York City and Long Island, our economies are inextricably linked, and we shouldn't pit one region against the other region. We're very, very connected.
The health and economics is really tied together. I mean, what specific suggestions then do you have for companies to serve their customers, but also keep them and their employees safe?
Well, it's all about confidence. We need to rebuild confidence. And employers and businesses need to make sure that their place of work is safe, so their employees feel safe coming there. But then they also need to make sure their environment is safe so that customers will want to come. And so complying with the new state standards of personal safety and hygiene and social distancing and masks and sanitizers and plastic shield guards, all of those things not only will protect health, I think they will begin to rebuild confidence. And as people have more confidence, we're going to see the economy pick up.
Speaking of confidence, Joe, here's someone who sure has it.
Neil, imagine opening a new business at the height of the pandemic. Oh, I can't even imagine it. Don Rossner did it. He opened the brand new Blue Line Deli in Huntington, Long Island, when there were no cars on the street.
We moved right ahead. We figured, you know, with what would be the point in delaying, we were allowed to be open, and we thought at that point, let's try to help the community.
How is it going?
It's going wonderful now. Thank you.
How did you get customers early on?
When the pandemic happened, you know, we were just trying to figure out how we can help. And then we started making phone calls to people we knew that worked in hospitals. And then we actually called hospitals ourselves. And we used social media for a lot of that also. And we were able to get involved with the hospitals.
And did you deliver to them?
Yes, we did.
So Don built an immediate repeat customer base by selling to the only customers who were open. Back now to Kevin Law of the Long Island Association. A Long Island manager for a big company who knows you and who heard I was talking with you today said, ask him this, how are we going to attract businesses from the city to Long Island, and B, do we even want them?
Well, of course, you know, Long Island should always want to grow. And, you know, Joe, you know, I look back after 9/11, I was practicing law at the time with a big international law firm in their Long Island offices. And I was getting all these phone calls about trying to find space, for New York City companies who were thinking about maybe relocating a portion of their facilities out here. And that died down very, very quickly. There was a lot of talk in the beginning, but a lot of it didn't happen. And you know, we all know the end of the story, that Lower Manhattan boomed back better than any other part of the city. Likewise, I think there is a interest in a lot of, you know, New York City companies perhaps having some of their workers, you know, stay on the island, because Long Islanders, still a significant percentage of them commute into the city. to work. 30% of Nassau County residents still commute to the city. About 10%, 15% of Suffolk County residents do. They realize it may actually be better, easier for them to have a facility out here. So I think we should welcome and have open arms to any businesses that want to relocate out here into from the city in light of this pandemic. But I don't see a huge, huge, a surge of companies looking to flee the city to come out here.
You're one of the first business leaders to say that.
Well, I'm a straight shooter. I mean, I would love it. It would be great. And we're always looking to grow the economy. The Long Island economy pre-COVID was doing very well. We had probably the lowest unemployment rate in the state, under 4%. And we had a lot of big investment with a lot of big projects going on with the new Belmont Arena, the renovated Nassau Coliseum Hub, big projects out in the Ronkonkoma Hub area. And a lot of private investment was happening on the island. But the good news is, and I've spoken to a lot of those developers, all of that is continuing to move forward. So that's good news. We need to help the businesses that are here survive, because a lot of small businesses are not. They're hurting. They're hurting bad. And I think our focus needs to really be on helping small and medium businesses that are really struggling because of the COVID pandemic. That should be a priority, as opposed to trying to lure New York City companies out here. Again, that would be welcome someday, but I think our priority really needs to be on helping Long Island businesses survive.
That is so on the mark with what I hear from Long Island business owners, and that is what can be done to cut the costs for those of us here now. We want to stay.
Exactly. We have about 105,000 businesses in Nassau and Suffolk counties. 95,000 of them, Joe, have 20 employees or less.
What about the cost, though? What is the main cost that you, as the Long Island Association, are working on bringing down?
The most significant cost on Long Island are property taxes. The good news is that there is now stability and predictability with the property taxes because of the property tax cap that was imposed throughout the state, several years ago, which limits the growth. While it's not cutting taxes, at least there's predictability about how much they could go up each year, no more than 2%. So that's good news. Our energy cost is another significant cost. And as we put more and more renewable energy and energy efficiency and soon to be offshore wind energy, our energy costs are coming down. So that is also good news for business. One thing that is a challenge is, because we're a high-cost region to live in, wages are higher, and our housing costs are higher. And so businesses, need to pay competitive salaries in order to attract and retain workers, so they can also afford a place to live out here as well.
Right. I know you're a member of the Reopening Advisory Board to Governor Cuomo. Do you anticipate a new relief coming on the state or local level?
It's a good question. The focus there, I think we need to distinguish a couple of things. We need to distinguish reopening and recovery, and then reimagine it. Reopening is what we're doing today, and, that's good news. And then we need to help businesses recover in the short term, and that's where the short-term focus needs to be. And I think what the statewide advisory, what we're trying to focus on is some other longer-term economic development strategies, whether it's big projects to try to accelerate or any tax or regulatory policies that would benefit business and encourage growth. Those are the types of the things we're focused on, and I look forward to being a part of a team that makes some recommendations to the governor and the state legislature that will help businesses and will help regrow our statewide economy.
Last question, back on reopening the office for the first time today. Did you have to resist the urge to shake hands?
Nope. I think it's about going to be part of the new norm. It was strange walking into the office building, seeing people with masks on, and you could see through their eyes that they were, they were smiling under the mask with a greeting. But yeah, you can't see their smile because obviously that's covered with the mask. But I could tell that as we walked by, people were sort of smiling at each other because they all had a gleam in the eye that, again, this is weird, but this is part of the new normal. And some way, somehow, we're going to get used to this and we're going to beat this.
There
you
go.
Thank you.
Kevin Law, president of the Long Island Association, doing everything that he can to get us down this road we're going on. Great to talk to you, Kevin.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kevin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.